Thank you. I think it's just the first, so. I said, I think I'm just the first.
Another lady gear. That's the original first volume.
That's right.
I have that.
Actually, that's an extra one of my own. Because I have the whole set in large volume, except the posthumous one, the last one came out the short one.
That I think came out in 59.
Yeah.
59 or 60. That was a
How much was going to New York?
I have a question whether I still go to New York. I haven't been going to New York.
If you were going,
you know, Chazon Lamoy. You never know. Right now, I'm not going to New York. Tell you the truth, with all the communications today and everything else, I'm doing an awful lot of stuff on.
Did you send me to Skype?
Yeah, I've done with Skype.
Have you been doing?
I've had a couple of cases even that were done by Skype.
I think that interviews, I was the first Skype here. Yeah. When I had those in the hospital 2 years ago that I wanted to attend the conference meeting.
Yeah, right.
That was the first that we had.
Absolutely.
Well,
who's the director? There's a director, the Shlomo Weissman. He replaced Rabbi Yonah Ries. Yonah Ries is the dean of the yeshiva. He took over from Kalat. But he's still a Chover Bezin, Ries.
But Ries doesn't do Pepsi-Cola.
He never did.
Although
Kalat
does.
Well, Kalat,
well,
he's a Yerush of all the Hashanim from the father. I don't know what his father. I know his father used to have Lieber brothers. Fry, remember Fry, Shorter?
Sure. My mother was
Zalman. It was Zalman Reichman and Yechiel Michel Chavat. They were joint. They used to joke. Used to joke in yeshiva. So he and Mitzvah again. Alam also Zalman. But then later on, when they investigated the Hashgachas, they were good. They did it. I knew them both. I mean, Zvulun Chalat's father was a big lamb. And the grandfather was Yankee Meisher, the Tzaddik, was the Talmud, was the chover of Rav Kook, they learned in Yehel Shisroel.
That's
the Chalat man. Yechiel Mil Chalat is a Yerushalmi, he comes from there.
Then there's a Chalat that was with, I think it was a Matriot Ota. He lived in Gia Boca. I lived in Gia Boca. I asked him, why don't you stay on the label and say first kosher? Why does it say, he was right. He was absolutely right. But they had a very laid-back, in Europe, a very laid-back approach. Before let me start, Menachem Schrader from Prat. Rabbi Schrader was a chaver of mine at Yeshiva a few years ago.
You're related to Malcolm Schrader.
It's my father.
Yeah, well, I think I knew him. Right. So Rabbi, you're in Trot?
I mean, Efrat.
Efrat, okay.
And Rabbi Schrader's here now. He's doing work with JLI as part of the OU, and he's specifically dealing with the issue of University of Illinois in Champaign.
Okay.
Dan can tell you the wildlife center. Take one look and see the wildlife center for what it's saying.
That's right.
Probably
600 more than last year, they said. Heard on the real news board.
It's not surprising that the state universities would increase enrollment with the cost.
Of course.
Solid factor. All right, I'll be right back.
Everything based on the dollar. That's why, and with YU, their tuition is so high that a lot of opted for. The even those that go to the YU high schools, they opted to go to Touro. It's cheaper.
It's also private.
Yeah, it's private. It's not the state, you know.
And the overhead.
When I came to Yeshiva in 42, the tuition of Yeshiva College, that's all it was $300 a year. That was considered a pretty large tuition.
When I went to Roosevelt University, it was $600.
Yeah, well, $300 a year.
And that paid a year tuition.
And I got a half scholarship on that, on the basis of a certain fund that was in Newark, contributed by a legal firm that had endowed it and all. So, and the children of rabbis got it completely free. I was not a child of a rabbi. So in my record, in high school, out of 300, it's not a question, it's a fact, I was the second out of 299 in the graduating class. The reason why I was second, because there was one year when I was out on Sukkot, which everyone went to school on Sukkot in the public high school. So the teacher, the Jewish teacher, marked me down.
Right.
Well, there was an exam that day, so I'm not.
That's it, Jewish. You have to say,
People today don't understand what was going on.
No.
It's impossible to make them understand that.
I was in a public high school. Thousand students, about 750 were Jewish. There were two from
Yeah.
And a girl whose father was a Talmud Torah.
Yeah.
Now they don't know what it was.
Yeah, they had a name. Not only I'm talking about, the other thing was on the street, the anti-Semitism. I suffered plenty from that. I had it plenty. When I went to the Talmud Torah, the Newark, before that, almost every day was a battle. The kids from the Catholic, St. Charles Borromeo Catholic School waited on the corner for the Jewish kids to come. You used to fight your way in and fight your way back. That's what it was. Unbelievable. I knew all the...
Heard stories in Chicago. I came here...
Well, that's amazing.
I never heard stories like that here.
You should read the book by James Farrell. James Crowell's American novelist who wrote about the Irish of Chicago. Studs Lonergan. You should read in there how they have a football game there, the Irish, and the other team, there's a Jewish fellow named Schwartz. He was a star. So they talked about how to beat him up.
I didn't read that. I read The Old Bunch by Meyer Levin.
Oh, that's a schmutz.
That's a book, but it was so true. By rhythm.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you live with the sour pickles.
Yes, the pickles. The drug surgeon describes everything.
Of course, that's the way. Well, I think we might as well, with that introductory, we might as well get started. Okay. Look there at number one, the deal. Is this on? I don't know. If I pull it off, I'm liable to shut it off. I don't know whether it's on or not.
Is anybody there online? Is anybody listening online?
Okay.
Yes, I'm on. Wiener.
Bachman.
Who is it, Mark?
Mark Wiener and somebody else.
Okay. Barry Hartman.
Oh, Barry Hartman from New Bedford. Okay, Shalom Aleichem.
That was Shalom's
one. Now we're beginning this year is on the Inyan of the Melech HaKadosh and Kerkel HaKadosh, the change in the brachas that you have with the coming with the Aseret Shimei Tshuva. So first, I'm looking at the Gemara and brachas on Daf Yud Beis on the Beis. Basically, this year will revolve around a certain chiddush that is cited, we're not getting to it yet, by the Chai Odom in the name of one of the Gedolim of Vilna, which there's a lot of controversy about. The Gemara says here in Brachas Yud Beis on the day, Omer Abba Ba'achin and Asava Mishmei Derav, Kol Hashana Kula, Oda Mishpalo Hakel HaKadosh, Melech Oed Tzid Yalgatu and Mishpat, Chut Yashor Yomim Shabein Reish Hashana Liyomi Kapurim. So in those days, Shemishpalo Melech HaKadosh or Melech HaMishpat. The Melazo Amar, Afilu Amar Kel HaKadosh is Yotzon. Shenema Vayigba Hashem Tzivokas Bamishpot Ve'el HaKadosh Nigdash B'Tzidoka. Emesai Vayigba Hashem Tzivokas Bamishpot Eilu Aseresim Asor Yimei Yomim Shemirosh Hashanu Vag Yomim Kapurim. Ve'kama Hakel HaKadosh. So you have here already a Machlekes of Amaroyim as to whether you can see whether even during the Aseret Shimei Tshuva, if you said a Kel HaKadosh, it's good. So, what is the deen? So, my Havalo, what's the outcome? Omer Rav Yosef, a Kel HaKadosh, a Melech Oyev Tzoka, a Mishpat. Rabbo Omar, a Melech HaKadosh, a Melech HaMishpat, the Hilvus of Karabba. So, that's normally when you have a Machlekes Rabbo Rav Yosef, most of the time, the deen is like Rabbo, except for three cases that the Gemara brings in Shah saw the Inyan of Machta, three different cases in Halacha. But the question is here now, which Tesis will deal with, and which is controversy even on this Tesis, as we'll see, is what happens if in the Aseret Shimei Tshuva, you didn't say HaMelech HaKadosh. Do you have to go, and you remembered after all the way in Shemona Esrei, or you finished Shemona Esrei? Do you have to repeat the Shemona Esrei or not? So let's look here at Tesis. The Hilvusik of the Seder Abba. The Sorach Laksam HaMelech HaKadosh or HaMelech HaMishpat. The Im Lo Omar Mavzirin, I say. If he didn't say it, you have to go back. You are not Yetze. The Chaim, now here's where another aspect of controversy. The Chaim Zochreinu L'michamecha. After all, we have introduced in the Shemone Esrei Zochreinu L'chaim, Michamecha Abarachmin, and so forth. So what he does is, right at this point, he equates these addenda of Zofeinu and Michamecha with a Melech HaMishpat, and with mainly a Melech HaKadosh. So what he adds, he explains why. The Chol HaMishana Mimadeyah Shetobach HaKomim and the Yetzidei Chagosa. The same pasuk Rabbeinu Yehuda, in Sufik lo, in Omar, in lo Omar, Marzir and Eisek. Did he used to be Rishalmi the Tainus Perikama? Or in Mispalel, he was davening many a day in Hiskis Alamato. In Lav, Osh Leishim Yehim, the Heskis Shalom Lomas. He didn't do it. Teva Shalom Lama Ella Kamoshu Lama Dat Ato Shalom Lama Kane. Ata Kane, if he did it for 30 days, the Hesha Shehishku. That's why there's a going back to the Psach by Mashi Baruch. The Mashi Baruch, the mention of Amir Gutenberg, if he repeats Mashi Baruch 90 times or so forth, so in that way can make sure that later on, if he's Masupi, whether he said it or not, it's okay. That's why they say and sing the story, they sing the song. Mashi Baruch, Mashi Baruch, they're over and over again. Anyhow. Now, what you have here is that the Tesra still has the Shita that Zofeinu L'chaim and Nichamoha the same as a Melech HaKodesh. If you didn't say it, you got to say it over again. Rabbeinu Hananel Kosav, the aim. Some others say it's Rabbeinu Meir, because of the aim Azir Oisa, Mikol Oisa and Dvorim, the Lord Pusik the Sefer Befevish, the Hebrew Isle of Dvorim. This sheet is the other extreme. This sheet is, since the Gemara here did not say that if you didn't say Nela HaKadosh Mazir Oisa, so the fact the Gemara is silent, you don't have to repeat it. So, if one were to look in the Rosh and the Tour, brings it in, at the end of Siman Tov Kuf Pei Beis, at the beginning of Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, quotes the Rosh, Ovi Adoni Rosh. The Rosh asks this as Kasha on the sheet of Pesach. Pesach has equated the Chayim L'chaim and Micham Echa. So he says, why in such a deen you forgot it, you have to Bazion, I say? After all, Melech HaKadosh is a deen of the Gemara. You look in all of Shas, you will not find Zofeinu Nichamecha. Where does Zofeinu Nichamecha come from? Takonas Agenim. That's what? In the Rishayim, it's a Takonas Agenim. So anything that is Takonas Agenim doesn't have the force that if you forgot it, so you go on, it doesn't matter. But, so the Rosh disagrees, he's Chaylek, and he says the only place you're going to be Mavziran, I say, is by Amelech HaKadosh. We have a later psak from the Ramah says, since you say Melech anyhow, so even if you didn't say Melech HaMishpat, the Eved is good. There you don't have to go back. But between the Kel HaKodesh and Melech HaKodesh, you have to go back. Now, that's the way it is in the Shining. Now, how is it the psak in the Shulchan Aruch? Let's look at page 2 here. Two. No, not page 2. I want you to look at page 2, and we'll come back to 2 in a moment. Page 3. That's where you have. Here's the Shulchan Aruch with the Mishnah Berurah. Now, there it is. Siman Tov Kuf Pei Beis. Say the Tefillah that says to make Shuvah Rosh Hashanah. See, Father, there has to be Yud Yemei Shuvah Eim HaMelech HaKodesh HaMelech HaMishpat. Ze'im Tor. Oshu Meskupakin Hu Ba Melech HaKadosh Chayzer L'Reish Ve'in Hu Bi'a Melech HaMishpat Ve'in Nitzke Kedem She'ofer Raglo Chayzer L'Birus HaShiva Ve'ayma Misham Ve'elech Ala Seder Ve'in Lo Nitzke Atshofer Raglo. He says Chayzer L'Reish. He says the Mechaber Pashkin go back. But the Ramah disagrees later. The Ramah says if you said Melech Hoyt Tzedakah Mishpat, that the devil is good because you have Melech. Now, here's a certain big chiddush that is quoted by the Chai Odom. It's the Chai Odom there in the Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, and it's quoted in the Chai Odom. It's Klal, you know, the Chai Odom has it in Klaling. Chav Dalet Sif Yud, Simen Yud, in Hilchos Tefillah. He writes the following. This is the famous Chiddush that he met, quotes a Gaon that was in Vilna. After the time of the Vilna Gaon, they never had a... At the time of the Vilna Gaon, there was a Shtotrov. There was an Abdezin of Shol Katzenelenberg. After he was Nifter, Vilna never had a chief rabbi. They had Dayonim. They had Dayonim. But each of those Dayonim were Gedalim, Meganim. In fact, in in the last, right before in the Holocaust, just before the last Gadol that was a dying in Vilna, was a Chaim Eiser. He was not the Rav Roshi, he was not the Av officially, but he was a dying in Vilna. And before him there was famous Dayanim, with Shlomo Cohen of Vilna, his brother Reb Salo Cohen of Vilna, these were Gaining. But though before them, there was a Gaon Reb Abba Pasweiler. Pasweiler was the name of a shtetl, but he was a Gaon Mefursim that we know a lot about him from all the Haskamas he gave on Sfarim. You know, when you see someone is what we call a Sar HaMashkin, so then you know he's a Gaon. I'm just saying, but so who quotes him? And this is one of the few places he's quoted directly by a known Acham. And the Chai Adam physician in Vilna, he was a Dayan. And he was a Talmud of the Gaon, too. He was a Talmud of the native Yehuda and the Gaon. So the Chai Adam quotes later, he outlived the Gaon, and he quotes Rav Abba Pasweiler, said this Chiddush. What is the Chiddush? The Chiddush said, when do you have to Chazer? Right, like you have from way the Rosh Paskin, most of the Shining Paskin, that if you didn't say Melachan Kodosh, you have to go back. He says, that's during the Aser Shemei Tshuva. But the first night of Rosh Hashanah, which is Rosh Chodesh, what happens some on any Rosh Chodesh at night, you forgot to say Yad of the Yom. You don't have to say it over. Why? Ein Mekashin HaChodesh B'layla, some of Purusha Yemur and Brachas. So he says, since Rosh Hashanah is also Rosh Chodesh, and you forgot to say HaMelech HaKodesh, and you said HaKel HaKodesh, you must go back. That's the one that. So that's a big Chodesh. So if you take a look, one of the first, in even the Mishnah Berurah, the Chofetz Chaim, without mentioning other Sforim, because there's a whole slew of other Achronim that all are Havahoros on this. So, but the Chofetz Chaim, right here on the Mishnah Berurah, where I've underlined, in the Sharpteum. Look at the Sharpteum down there. Dalet, you have it?
Yeah.
Chuas Mayim Chaim, Chedek Ur Chaim Simcha Beis. Vihine Bechai Odom, Avi B'Shem HaGom Arena Reb Abala Pasvila, She'im Tor B'Leil Rosh Hashanah, V'lo Oma Melah HaKadosh, She'im Tzorv Lazer K'din Tor V'lo Yiske Yadu V'Yobu B'Leil Rosh Chedesh, She'im Tzorv Lazer Machna She'im Nekachim HaChedesh B'Leil, which I just said. That's his Chedesh. So, everybody, the Chai Odom himself, just quotes it and doesn't say, I have a kasha on it, or I don't paskin that way. He just quotes it that way, as if it helps with him, as if he's mocking with it. He doesn't say anything against it. So comes the Chofetz Chaim himself, says, well, I need daiti lo nehira. Gezeho yeshaya rakimo yemispalel tfilat chol. Ma she'en came bezeh, shemispalel tfilat chol. But what was he saying? Rosh Hashanah at night. We're not talking where he got up Rosh Hashanah at night and says, Atochenim le Odom Das or anything. He started saying, Ubehein, Tein, Pachbachor, and everything like that. He started out. Remember, the Melech HaKodosh is extended. It's not immediately in the beginning. It's after the Behein. If you look in your Mazur, you'll see that it comes out. You have a long, a whole paragraph, and then it says, "Vato Hashem, Melech HaKodesh." Yeah, right. That's it. So he's saying that's all good when it was only a Tfilah Chol, but here it was already a Tfilah Yom Tov. In other words, he is implying it's already a Kedushas Yom Tov. Yeah, look what he's saying further. Mimonoshach Eina Yekzei Ve'ulai Dehu Ma'ive Sheniska Tekev Shesiyim Erekel HaKodesh Ve'achri Kedei Dibur. Maybe that's what he's talking about. He says it's not right, because now we're going to look in the three. He quotes, Sorachi and Golo. The Avdi Batalmide Rabbeinu Yoina, the Rabbeinu Yoina and Brachas, which we have here run off, Mistapik, the Efsha, the Yaitse, the Shelcho, the Evid, Avalahatel, the Chatil, the Sayim, the Shelcho, Zemo Matina. That we don't find. So take a look here at I ran off this Rabbeinu Yena. That's one of the main hashogas on this Reb Abba's Kiddush. And the Beis Yosef also at the end of that Siman Tav Kuf Pei Beis, he quotes this Rabbeinu Yena too. So this is the Rabbeinu Yena Pei Tzilus HaShachar. Look there where it says She'ein Mekachin Es HaChedesh El B'Yayin. The sea, Tiku B'Chedesh Shefer, Uksi Basrei, Ki Faithfully Yisorahu Mishpat L'Kei Yaakov. Uksi Dina L'Beka Mishpat. Ma'la Halan, Ein Doni Dini Mominus El B'Yayin. Avoha Nami Ein Mekachin Es HaChedesh El B'Yayin. Only the chazinan shemitnei she'ein kiddush hachodesh b'layla is ein mazil and aisei ki shelo hitzker shel rosh chodesh. Remember he's saying the shaminim the shabbos of the yamin tevim. However, the rabbeinu yoyna the rabbeinu the tamir rabbein make a chilek. That could be in a weekday when you don't have any kiddushes hayoyim. So, but where you have shabbos and yom where you shabbos yamin tevim kiddushin gam kein b'layla. For example, at night, can answer Shaila. Can you do Malacha there the first night of Rosh Hashanah? Of course not. You have the Kedushas. In other words, it's disconnected from the Deen of Rosh Chodesh, which has no Isur of Malacha, or so forth. So, in Torah, the Hitzka Shal Yom Tavel Shal Shabbos be Avos, Mazir, I say. The Ease, the Mephoshi, the Dafka Vishar Yom in Tevim. I will be. So now here it brings a Mahalach to the Svara. Of Reb Abala, Avo the Yantov Shal Rosh Hashanah Kibin Shatola the Shchedish in Tov Lo Hiska Shal Yantov be Avis a Marzion Eisei because Rosh Chodesh Danin Alei. In other words, this is a topic in the Rabbeinu Yena, where Reb Abba takes it for a Vaday. Since that night would have been Rosh Chodesh and Ema Katzah Chodesh Balayla, you don't go back. Ema, that's what he's saying. A Marzion Eisei because Rosh Chodesh Danin Alei. The Nuvalema, Shavuot Fisher taught, but then the Rabbeinu Yoina has a topic. The Nuvalema, Shavuot Fisher, is saying further, Shavuot Yibarish Fedus, Kivin Shu Yantav, or Mithis Yantav Alima Tvesh, Yezbo Isa Malocha, Mashainke Mirish Fedus, Uvitfila Gamkein, Enon Amaskir and Inarish Fedus, we don't mention Rish Fedus there, Ella Inyan Yantav, Yesa Yesmon Allah, and Isa Kamar Yantav, and the Lord and Isaac and my Rosh Chodesh. You know, his could be obvious, the ain't young to my Zion and Isaac. So what you seem to have is a Rishon, from the Gedalia of the Sayings, from the Rabbeinu Yena, directly against the Pesach of Reb Abba. So how do we handle that? So you have already Rabbeinu Yena, which seems to be face of that Pesach, and other Achreidim that dealt with it too, the Beis HaLevi. The Beis HaLevi, for example, which is the older Rav Yosher Be'er Gal, the Brit Gerov, and his Chelik Al Siman and Beis, he writes, he's saying that the whole Svara that Rav Abba says that only if he daven a Tzvila shall hold. The daven Zion Shafar didn't mention Yantar, so maybe there is a Mazilan, I say, if he said a Kael HaKodesh. That's what he wants to say. Ela bisfalo tfilo shel chol legamri, avo bisfalo shel Rosh Hashanah, v'lo ama ha-melech ha-kodosh, and he's saying, v'adai d'cheizah, v'lo shayach s'bor azu, v'im kein, v'lo bisfalo shel chol, he should have come to daven a weekday davening. I mean, if it has no effect, if there's a tfilo shel yontif, it means that it has already a kedushas yontif. So he persists on that to be deicha, the Psak of Rav Abba Pazvela.
Now, the Beis HaLevi is saying that maybe you could say that during the Seder Shemay Tshuva, when it's not Rosh Chodesh, maybe you could say that Eino Chodesh.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's not going to be Rosh Chodesh anymore.
That is, absolutely.
Something to do with a Mekash and Rosh Chodesh Belayah.
Yeah, well, that's part of the Taina. In fact, others, which we're not going into now, talk about what about the second night of Rosh Hashanah. And which is different than an ordinary Rosh Chodesh. In an ordinary Rosh Chodesh, every 2 days that's fake of the Yoma. But Rosh Hashanah, the first day is the first day of the year. Yes. So that's a different matter. So who else discussed this in a very, he started out with this in a long shiur. The Rav Zal of Yoshe Be'ezal, a great teacher in yeshiva, in one of the shiurim for his father's yahrzeit, Shiurim L'Zecha Abba Mori. So the title of that shiur in the first volume is Indian Reshchedesh V'Chalamoyet. So the first thing he quotes there is this Hayodim in the name of Abba Pasvayla. So the Rav starts out by saying, in the beginning, it looks like a Shena Chiddush, a nice Chiddush, a Tachap, you say. It's a Shredus and a Kajafesh Balayla, and then the Rav comes back and uses the expression, it's a Mavel Arayim. How can you even say that? It's a, you have a Kedushas Yantuf that night. The Kedushas Yantuf, how can you strike away? We're not interested that much in the Indian of Rish Chedish, just the way his Elter Zeta said it, the Beis Olevi, that it's Yantuf. It has all the elements in the way the Rabbeinu Yehuda said. So in the first paragraph of that shir, which in that shir he goes into a long arichas, which is not directly relevant to this. I mean, we're focusing on what the Pesach is as far as Rosh Hashanah is concerned. It goes into a long shir about whether there's any Indian of Kedusha on the Shredish at any time in history, and also Chalamayit as far as that's concerned. But one thing he does say at the beginning, he said, remember the shir is the Zeich of his father, Hameshazal, he said the following, V'onam shamati miti abo mori zatzal, she'ein lifso ke ababa pasvela, ach, torah, in other words, ve'lamod al-tam adobah, that's all. But don't posture like that. Absolutely not the posture. That's the way Rav Meisha said. However, there are others that deal to, as we say, to parenfer, to find a terrace in the face of these svaras and so forth. I mean, if it's only Indian of Rosh Chedesh and the Kachin of Chedesh Belayla, what does that have to do with Yom Tov? So one of those that started to give a evidence for that, you have a sefer from one of the Gdeinim of Vilna I mentioned before, the Shlema HaKayim Tzal. He's mentioned in all of the shops of Heshik Shlema, you see the Hagors in the Vilna shops. In fact, he lived into the 20th century. My first Edison's grandfather, Yehengi Meisha Sapper, got smicha from a Shlema Vilna. That's how they called him, in the earlier part of the 20th century. I once heard Rebbe Lezer Silver say, once asked him a question, I had him at a wedding, he says, if a dog gets smuas, you know, real, the smuas is a Shlema Vilna. He did. Anyhow, so there's a sefer called Binyan Shlema. That's the sefer of Rav Shlema Vilna. And it's on Ur Chaim. He has also, they printed together on the other day, it's called Atzei Bereishis. And in the Binyan Shlema, he comes and he says, he wants to give a teretz. He says, a teretz that should be the truth, Tom, the das, to the day of Abba Lepasvera. So when I'll mention the teretz, you'll see later when you're looking at Meisha Feinstein sefer, he brings the same svara without knowing, out mentioning anything. You know, he probably didn't know to see that sefer. So we'll see also how they come out with Pesach, that which is most interesting. Remember that the Meisha Soloveitchik and the Rav conferred with it, you can't paskin that way. You can't paskin that if you got the first night of Rosh Hashanah to say, Melech HaKadosh, you have to go back. You can't say you rely that it's like Rosh Chedesh, that ain't Chedesh. But Rosh Shlomo Vilna says, he gives the following Shvor. Now what is he, right? He quotes also this Rabbeinu Yena and everything else of that sort. So he says the following. He says, Kva Tomo Ha'olam, Eich Kosov HaGon HaNal came, the Pshitas. I mean, to take with all the Poshers, that because they may touch in a Chodesh Balaiwa, therefore you don't say another HaKodesh. They saw Lazo. He says, Adarab, and he brings the Rabbeinu Yena, which we went through, which seems to say the opposite. So, he says the following. Here's the, here's this Keres. He says the following. That, here's his Keres. He brings it down. And it brings also another sefer that also has a gosh, Shuvas Maim Chaim, on this track of Reb Shlomo Levilna. He says, the Omnam, Laniyaz Daiti, he writes, Nira the Divri Hagon, Barena Rebabal Azal, Shirim the Kayomi. That's what he said, right? No, Meirim, Kishemesh the Tarayim. So, first of all, these magdim, the concept, why did the Chazal why did they say to change the language of Melech HaKodesh? Remember, this is a HaKona, this is in the Gemara. It could be attributed to the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. Oh, there's the Nusach of Tvila. That's the Magdeish of Rav HaChomi. Anyhow, the Lema HaMelech HaKodesh HaMelech HaMishvah Baseh Shemei Yidua Shem Yemei Din HaMishvah. It's Din HaMishvah. There is Din. So as a result, like Kodesh Baruch Hu Shefet Oz Kol Olam Kulo. So Mizeh HaTam He Tikva HaChomi Lema Psuke. The same thing, the HaChomi were Mesachin Malchias, right? And Malchias out of Kodesh Baruch Hu is on the Kisei Hadim, you know, all these midrashim, but his bro gets up on the Kisei Hadim and sits on the Kisei Rachamim and so forth. So he said, Elam can kishu bezin shel mata et achidish. Kurosh Gemara. When was bezin shel mata makadosh achidish? In the daytime. So the din of Rosh Hashanah doesn't start at night. It starts in the daytime. So if it starts in the daytime, so the mahalach of the swar is, if you got to say melech hakodesh that first night, because there's no din that night, so it's a gefelach. You ain't chayzer. That's the swara of Abba of Tosfos. There away, because the Indian of Dean did not start at that particular night. That's a but it's in the Foolish Gemara. You know, that's what he mentions. Emon came, kitchu ben shel mata es achayzer. By yitzilonu mibraisa zu dein matzul hadin b'raisa shana. There are some questions that can be asked on that because of a mimic. We just don't see a mimic that we observe deserved because of being. That even on Erev Rosh Hashanah. B'Rosh Hashanah b'Bezen Shel Maila Rak B'Yayim Re'achash Kitshu Bezen Shel Mata Et HaChayish V'al Pi HaTzor Azu. According to this suggestion, he says, Yofa Kosav, he says, Kosav HaGon HaNal V'Belayla Ein Im Shokach HaMelech HaKodesh Ein Tzor Lazer. The Ashikva Nichnas Yantav, you can't deny that it's Yantav, the author of the Malacha, Mikol Makam, the Indian Melech HaKadosh, Shiny. That's totally the Deen. The Deen doesn't start till the next morning. That's what he's saying. So the Deen told you, Bikidish HaKadosh, the Domi Mamash, Le Yaila the Yavo. But if you forgot it, you don't have to go over it. That's the point. That's his lesson. Now, anyway, it goes in further other things, but that's the main gist of it. So, he doesn't say that's the way you have to pass. He just defends the svara, this chiddush. It is a big chiddush, where everybody's jumping on that chiddush, and he defends it. Now, look at Rav Moshe Feinstein. In the Digas Moshe, in the first chiddush, he has Simon Kuf Ayin and Orach Ayin. He brings here the Chiddush of Abba plus Vela, the Chai Odom, and he brings down that the Rabbeinu Yena. The Chitzu the Ein Mazirin Kamei B'Resh Chiddush. And then, so Reb Moshe brings the same Gemara that Reb Shlomo Vilna brings in the Binyan Shel Shlomo. There we go. Rosh Hashanah. What is the Rosh Hashanah? Daf Ches. Belamed Shem Bezen Shomayla Nechnotin Ledin Ben Ken Kitchu Bezen Shomata Sachedish Ulechein Yafa Shem Mekachin Sachedish Ela B'Yayim is A Nechnotin Ledin Ela B'Yayim Lamacha.
Exactly. Almost like word for word.
Zer Shomir and Vaser Shemei Tshuva Melech HaKadosh Isa Barashi Bohas Daf Yudei The Tisha B'Yomim Elohu Mara Malkuso Lishpo Tesoil. It's a representation of Din. That's Simon Kuf Ayin in the first Chalik of Urukhaim of the Eagles Mation. Now, we're not finished yet. So he defends the Svora, the Mahalakal's thinking of the Mashova of Rababa Pazin Pain, who says there El Alamacha, Shinif Nothing, all is Ladin. Well, the Halakal Yura Yomim Abdalelus. Al Valeel, Al Shova, Shishona Adain, O Nifnus Ladin.
And
the Choshu was there, Rakla Chatila, the Lola Haziro, the Shocha, the Lohisker, the same who with the Rosh Hashanah, Arvis, Ninin, and Melah HaKodesh. The Zeru Din Makudish Mamish. The Mesh said, this is a big Kiddush. I mean, the Baba Chazrila's Kiddush is a big Kiddush. It says, Lo Hiska shall Yontav be Avis, Rosh Hashanah, Chazer, Karabain. If he didn't mention Yontav, first and start to say the weekday Shemana Esra, it's going to happen. So you have to be Chazer. You have to say something about Yontav. But look what he says now. The Im Hiska shall Yontav, Rak Lo Oma Melech HaKadosh, is Eina Chazer. In other words, the Meisher, the Nimsa Ladina. So it means he toxins like that. He was flame of illness
only on,
defends...
Only on the first night.
That's what we're only talking about the first night. We're talking about the first night. But he toxins, that's what Rababa Pasvila says, only the first night. But he toxins. Meisher said, Nimsa Ladina. That means he toxins that way. Whereas of Salavetic Zal in the name of his father, he says, don't passion that way. Don't on record. I'm not passioning that particular approach. That's what he's saying. But on the basis of the Svara of the Gemara that he brought, just like Shlomo of Vilna, that the Bezin Shalmaila sits the Dean in the morning and not at night. Just like Amit Kachna Chedish Belaila, they don't Bezin. They only wait until the daytime. So that's when the Dean begins. So I have one ha'orah on this whole thing. Is this how we reconcile? There is a minig on Erev Rosh Hashanah. And we're not talking now about Shavuos. Not the hurry to Daven Mayim. It's brought from the Maril. The Maril, from the early Ashkenaz. Why not? Because we don't want the Deen to start yet. So we delay it.
The Deen starts at night then.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The minute it the other Achrayim bring the Rabbi Yosef Shol Nachmanson, the Shol Meshiv, mentions this minute of the Maril. You delay it because you don't want to rush into the Deen. You want to do maybe, you can do something in Tshuva yet. So the minig is a steer to this sock. It's a top to think about. That's all I have.
As long as the minig is...
The minig is based on the idea that Deen starts immediately with the Kedushas Yontov. So, but however, technically, according to that Gemara and Rosh Hashanah,
right.
It only is in the daytime. Bezin Shomayla is only when Bezin Shomayla. So that's the Svara of both Shlomo Vilna and Ramesha Feinstein. Now, there is a Sefer that has collected all of the Ksavim of Rav Abba Pasvila. It's a Sefer that's bigger than this. It's called the Heir Abraham. Because his name was Abraham Abba Pasvila. I mean, one of the gaining of that Tkufa in Vilna, early 19th century. So there they bring this stock of his from the High Autumn, but in the notes, the one that was the editor was a Talmud Chacham, a Rosh Yeshiva in the Beis Yosef Yeshiva in Yerushalayim. His name was Moshewitz. That was his name. It seems he was a big Talmud Chacham. So he had all the Mekevahs that dealt with this problem. But he brings that is something that he heard in a shiur from David HaLevi Soloveitchik Shalita, Yerushalayim. You know, they talk about Britzke Yeshivas. Yerushalayim, when the Britzke Rav, the original Reb Zelzel, came to Eretz Yisrael, he in his house, he used to say, in his front room or his bedroom, he had a kevet of chachamim, of Talmidim, and he said shiurim and kushim. When he was nifter, his sons, each one established a yeshiva. There was Beret Berl, the name Yosef Dayv, just like one here in America, and there was a David yeshiva. So when someone says you learned in Brisk and Yerushalayim, you have to identify which one. Like my son, Hosein Gesund, learned by Reb David. Reb David there in Geula. Yeah, he happens to be Rav Sternberg's brother. That's who he is. he heard a shiur, this Moshewitz quoted, he said he heard a shiur from Reb David HaLevi Soloveitchik Shalita, and he gives a different understanding to say why it's difficult to accept that psak of Abba Avram Abba Pasraila. And he has a different approach. And here's what he says. He heard it in what year? Tavshin Lamates. That's corresponded to 78. That's what it would be. Tavshin Lamates. It would be 1978. And he heard that year. And he said the following. How can you compare Amos Damos Dina Melech HaKadosh with Yael of Yobam? It's just like Yael of Yobam we got the first night. The same the Kachin HaKadosh Malaylah. So here also, Rosh Hashanah is also a Shaders. So if you got to say Melech HaKadosh, so you don't have to say it over. How can you compare it? The Ein in Yonim Shovah. The Yael of Yobam in Yonim Rak Yiv HaShkor the Alma. The Torah LaHashker Mi'ein HaMe'ura. You have to mention that it's a Shredish. Without Yad of Yoba and Shemana Esra, you don't know that it's a Shredish. Yeah, right. Maybe you have to pop. Nice to be in a club. Okay, anyhow. The Zer Shafi Yesh Lema, the Belel, the Shredish, the Shur Maskora, ain't Torah Lazar. Same the Kachin Chayz Balayla. Asher Ein Kein HaMelech HaKodesh, Ein Zer Rak HaSkora B'Alma, Harehu Mimadbeya Shetobu Chachoni. The Chachoni changed the whole Nusach. From Akeel HaKodesh, they didn't add something to mention it, HaSkora. So they changed the Nusach. So if you, once you have that Nusach, and they had the power to do that, you can't change it. That's the swirl. Stark is swirl. That's what he said. In my vein, it's a tabu. You know, it's a real bliss as well. That's what he says here. Eitzah, but he says, but you ain't can, I remember, I claim they like my score the armor. I will my day is a tabu, I claim him to say that to you. Also, the armor, I remember, I cut it, I will my shana, my day is a tabu, I claim him to say that to you. I raise their commotion, oh, he's follow clown. As if he didn't sell it at all. The Marzirin Eisei, Av Dalel Av Ad Rosh Hashanah. So, however, what he brings down is that there's a Plukta in Roshani that want to define whether that Amelech HaKadosh fits in the Madeya Shetov. He brings a Mordechai. The Mordechai with daily Roshani Achshiraz. The Divi HaMordechai, the Perakam of the Bochasim Elam Yimel Muchach. The Din HaMelech HaKadosh Shovel the Din Yad of the Yovel. Makes it like that. So, what does he say? She'ena El HaShkor B'Yalma. He says to look there, the Mordechai, he brought Shehevi, Flukta, in Shor, Lavza, Yishalo'a Amar, Beseru, Shemei Tshuva, HaMelech HaKadosh, and Bechlau. Bechlau. Yeah, all through that Beseru, Shemei Tshuva. Maybe it's just like a Yad of the Yovel at night. I said, Beshitas, Rabbeinu Tam, Rav Yor, Dehei Mazir, and Eisei, Dehei Biraya, Vashi Kossam, and brings the Gemara and Shabbos and so forth. But that's the whole thing. In other words, the main point is it in the category of Mamadeya Shetov HaFomin, then Mazir and Eisei, doesn't matter what night it is. But if it's only Haskor B'Alma,
So that goes into the whole game with by a score of the alma, when you have to go back and say it. That's the point that he makes. This is the dweller that the David Alevi basically says, you know, in order he's ma'ela on that beam of a Baba Pazvela, but the whole machlekes is a machlekes in reciting according to the Mordechai, whether it is like Madea or not. Well, of course, when you come to Zachreinu and Melechof is Zachreinu and Nichamecha, those things are Takonu Sagainim, and that definitely you're not Chazer. Whereas the one of the other Rishayim say, as the same thing, Pesha says it. Pesha says that just like a Melech HaKadosh, if you had to go back and, you know, say my Chazerim, I say you do the same thing with that. And that's where the Rosh says, that's where the Rosh makes this point. And that's where it's brought out the Allah and Shulchan Aruch that Melech HaKadosh is Matbeya Shetobah HaFamim. Nichamecha and Zafreinu is not Matbeya Shetobah HaFamim. It's only a Takonus HaGainim later on. So that's why that would not require going back. So the main thing is, of course, is not to forget. That doesn't
even. It's not
even. But the modern, without the dimension, actually, what you're doing. That's all. So others have discussed this in various stories, but it's an interesting type of a hot. On the surface, like a big finish. Right. And the high autumn keeps quiet. It doesn't say a poskin this way or that. Because many times the high autumn quotes the Gaur, about certain things, and he says, but the Talmidim didn't follow the Gaur. But for whatever reason it is. Like the Gaur didn't put on tefillin during Halloween. But the Talmidei HaGaur, the real Misnagdim, put on tefillin during Halloween. Now the Gaur said, on the night of Shmini Atzeres, no matter how cold it is, without Shlomo and Sukkot. They said, Yilbus Atzmo B'Toyv, that's his language, things like that. Where others are all Mako because it's not real. Sukkot is really over and all of that. So, but here he's silent. The Chayotim does not say a Paschim. But Reb Meisha is on record of saying you should Paschim. That if this happens, you Paschim like Reb Abba Pazvela. That's what he's saying. That's a step further than even the Shlema Vilna. It doesn't say out of Paschim. He just gives a answer to understand the score of that. So I know all the cautious. That's all. But the Mesha says Allah of the Mesha, which is very interesting. All right, stop over here.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.